Let's take a look at stock worksheet number 3. Given the following stocks and stock data, name the exchange or market, the New York Stock Exchange, the American Exchange, NASDAQ, or the OTC, that you believe the stock could be expected to be found on. We're going to compute the market capitalization. Is it a large cap, mid cap, small cap? And if you want to, you can use one of the subcategories, mega cap or micro cap. And then the type of stock that you believe it is, a blue chip, income, growth, cyclical, defensive, turnaround, asset play, or foreign. And this data as of January 20th. So, the first company, Marriott International, the symbol is MAR. Well, you know the Marriott, right? It's a chain of very high-class hotels all around the world. MAR. Well, let me give you a little hint. I don't know if I gave it to you yet or not. But if a symbol has 3 or less characters, it's either on the New York Stock Exchange or it's on the Amex, okay? If it has 4, it's probably on the NASDAQ, but it could be on the OTC, bulletin boards, pink sheets. If it has 5, it's probably on the pink sheets, or it could be a foreign stock. So, MAR, right, and Marriott, that's a pretty big company, right? It's on the New York Stock Exchange. And, of course, if we have any, you know, if we want to be sure, you just go look it up, type it in, and it'll tell you right there what exchange. Now, on the January 20th, 2012, the recent stock price was $34.80. The close of the stock price was $34.84. And by going to key statistics, they're called, you can find that the number of shares outstanding on that date was 335.13 million shares. So, how do we calculate market capitalization? We multiply the price of the stock of one share times the number of shares outstanding. And some of you, if you tried to, you know, type out the entire millions, you know, all the zeros, your calculators might explode, unless you have a scientific calculator. So what you do is you just leave it as it is, 335.13. So multiply 34.84 times 335.13, and what you get is 11,675.9 million. Did you do it? Come on, you got to do it too. Really, you don't have to, because all you got to do is look it up, because the internet does it for you. 11,675.1 million. You could write it that way. That would certainly be fine. But normally, what would we do? Right, we would move the decimal place 3 to the left and say 11.7 or maybe $11.68 billion of market capitalization. So on that date, remember the price changes every day, but on that date, to buy Marriott International, you would have needed $11.7 billion. Well, really, would you have needed that much? No, you would have needed more, because as soon as you started accepting every single ask price that was out there, every single offer that was out there to sell, then the price would start going up quickly. So that's why when there's a takeover, when there's one company buys another company, or a company is taken public by a group of investors or a single investor, there's a set method for bringing that offer to the marketplace. The investors, or the one investor, or the one company that is the company that's doing the taking over, will go to the market, will go to the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ, and say, we're looking to take over Marriott International. We're willing to pay, say, $14 billion, which would be, you know, a 20%, 10%, it's usually 10 to 20%, sometimes more, premium over the current price. So $40 a share. And when that happens, so the markets, you know, they have a methodology for announcing these type of takeovers and purchases. When that happens, immediately, if the investors and traders and speculators believe that it is a bona fide offer, that indeed this group of investors or this other company does have the wherewithal to make good on their purchase, the price will immediately skyrocket to that amount, or maybe a few pennies less than that. So you see what kind of havoc and what kind of if you knew that this was happening, you could, what's called front run, you could jump ahead of that. That's called insider trading, and that's illegal. So you understand that there's a whole lot of regulation and supervision that goes on when this kind of stuff happens. Now, what market capitalization is this? $11.7 billion. Well, yeah, it's large cap. Anything above 10, just barely, anything above 10 is large cap. They go into the hundreds of billions. What type of stock is it? Hotels. Well, hotels are cyclical. Why? Because they follow the business cycle, the economic cycle of the world and of the nation that they're in, and the area they're in. Because when business is doing well, there's more business travel, certainly, and there's often more vacation and recreational travel too. So they're cyclical. Next group, Ryder Trucks, symbol R. Yeah, there are a few companies that have a single symbol. Ford, F, C for Citigroup. S used to be Sears. I forget who it is now. I think they've given up, but for many years the New York Stock Exchange was holding on to M, hoping that Microsoft, yeah, right, forget it, they ain't doing it. A T for telephone, AT&T. So Ryder Trucks got R, and what do you think? Right, the New York Stock Exchange. Recent stock price, $55.49, and on that day there were 51.12 million shares. So if you do the calculation, $55.49 times 51.12 million, you get $2,836.65 million. But we would rather write it as 2.84, move the decimal place 3 to the left. You don't have to. You can leave it as $2,836.65 million. That's perfectly okay. But you probably see people write it as 2.84 or something along those lines, billion dollars. So if you wanted to buy Ryder Trucks, you don't understand. So what do we call this? A large cap, a mid cap, or a small cap? This is a mid cap. Yes, it's a mid-cap company. You know, they're big. They're all around the country. I don't know what their global exposure is, but they're not that big. They're not as big as some of the monster companies. That's not the right word to use, monster. Some of the very large companies. And so what stock type is Ryder Trucks? Well, transportation. Exactly. Cyclical, because when the economy's doing well, there's more stuff that needs to be moved around, and so there's more of a need to have trucks to do that for you. Number three, Cardium Therapeutics, CXM. Recent stock price, 37 cents. 92.90 million shares. Wait a minute. Three symbols, CXM, three letters in the symbol. That's not on the New York Stock Exchange. No, this is an Amex stock, by the way. And this is the kind of stock that yo boy would fall in love with and just break his little heart. It's a local company. It's based here in San Diego, and they do some phenomenal things. They're just so cool. It's a biotech company. And their claim to fame, what was the one that really worked out well, was the... they do some stuff with the heart, fixing the heart, but the one that really got them, that looked really promising, and I don't know what happened. I think they sold it. I don't know. I'm glad I didn't invest. I really wanted to. They had a technology, and I think they sold it, that they would use for people who had a stroke. See, if you have a stroke, or if you know somebody who has a stroke, get them to the hospital as fast as possible. Because this company, I don't think they're the only ones that have something like this, but... what they'll do is they'll literally lower the body temperature of the individual very quickly, as fast as they can. Because what they found is if they do that, it reverses any of the damage or as much damage as possible. But the key is you got to get them to the hospital quickly. You can't fart. You can't, you know, screw around thinking, oh, you know, they're not going to die. They're okay. No, get them there as quickly as possible, and they'll freeze them. I forget the name of it. But hypothermic something or other. They lower your body temperature quickly, and it turns out it reverses the problems that are created by a stroke. So cool! And I was going to buy them. They were only $1.76. And I was so excited because I had done this before, folks. I had bought these beautifully, incredibly technologically advanced San Diego biotech companies with their technology that was just so incredible and their business plans that were so pitiful or just whatever. I mean, no, it's just that they were small companies and, you know, one of them is going to strike it rich. You just don't know one, and the others are going to fall into the porcelain oasis. And so I'm glad I did not fall for Cardium Therapeutics, because I would have lost about, 77-80%. So, 37 cents. Yeah, in fact, the Amex is kind of, they're saying to Cardium, if you got to do something or you got to leave the Amex because you're giving us a bad name here. 92.90 million shares, so you multiply 37 times 92.90 million shares, and you get $34.37 million. Right, this is a small cap company. Actually, it would be, small cap is correct, don't get me wrong, that's fine, but it would be a subcategory called micro cap. Anything less than between 50 and 100 million is microcap. So what kind of stock is this? Well, I'd like to think it's an incredible growth that's going to strike it rich with this fabulous technology. The other one, they had a few of them. They had lots of things cooking. Another one of the technologies was to grow, literally grow new capillaries in the heart. Really interesting, really amazing technology. They could literally juice you up with this. It's something with genes, and it's really exciting. I don't know if it might, you know, grow a third arm or something. So that's the problem, isn't it? So we'd like to think that this is an up and coming growth biotech, fabulous, fantastic investment that could send your kids to college with $1,000 turning into $50,000. But let's call it a penny stock. Let's call it what it is. It's a penny stock, and it's probably not going to do that, but you never know. Okay, last one, number four. Cisco. There are two Ciscos. There's a CISCO and there's an SYSCO. Figure that one out, but look at the other one. But the Cisco, you know that. They're the internet company, right? They make the routers and the switches and all the stuff that make the internet work. And CSCO, four. Well, this is a big company, folks. It's actually in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, so it's not on the OTC bulletin boards or pink sheets. It's a NASDAQ company, right? It's a technology company, right? It's on the NASDAQ. Recent stock price, $19.92. Number of shares outstanding, 5.38 billion. Oof. Multiply 19.92 times 5.38 billion and you get $107.17 billion. That's how much Cisco is worth, folks. So what's the category? Large cap, right? It's a big company and it's muscling its way here. It's nudging its way into the mega cap. Actually, at one point in time, it was worth a whole lot more than it is now. I forget exactly how many hundreds of billions of dollars. It was $200 or $300 billion it was worth. And that was at the height of the internet bubble. And I remember a very good money manager. I always try to learn from the best. And he was saying, you know, Cisco's a great, this was in the late 90s, right before 2000. Cisco's a great company. I'd love to own them, but they're just too expensive. The valuation is just too expensive. And it turned out that gentleman was absolutely right. He worked for T. Rowe Price, a mutual fund company. So, what can we say about this stock type? Well, it used to be a growth company. And it's true that the internet is still growing, don't get me wrong, but no, not as it was 20 years ago, not even 15 years ago. Now, Cisco has become a blue chip and a cyclical, because as the economy grows, there's a need for more stuff. And that stuff not only includes building materials and chemicals and transportation to move the stuff, it also includes internet equipment. Yeah. So it's become a blue chip cyclical, like some of the other large cap companies. Cool? Okay. I would make sure I could do these calculations. It's not hard. And you need to remember the difference between a large cap, small cap, mid cap, and optionally the two subcategories, micro and mega. Good job.